Talking to Diverse FM, goal scorer John Shaw on your debut against your former club. What more can you say to that?
Well, obviously it was great to get the goal, but slightly bittersweet that I've gone on and scored and we've not won. I think obviously it's a fair reflection. You know, they started well and you know they got the two goals at half time. So for us to come back, it shows great character in the second half, great spirit. But you know, slightly disappointed we didn't come away with the win on my own debut. But I can't really ask much more than a goal.
How disappointing, first of all, was it not to be in the starting 11?
It was slightly understandable, to be honest. I half expected it a little bit, and you know the lads have been unbeaten through pre-season, and you know they played in every game, and I did have a spell out with injury, so I can't really complain. You know, the manager makes the decisions, so I'm happy to do whatever the team needs me to do. If that's sitting on the bench for 45 minutes, then so be it. But yeah, I was slightly disappointed, but understandably so. I knew why I was out inside as well.
I'm guessing after 45 minutes, the town two goals down, you were fully expecting that you were going to be introduced at some point during the second half, if not at half-time. So what was your preparations for that at the half-time? How quickly did you know?
Just before half-time, the manager let me know. He said we're going to go on. He told me where I was going to play and what formation we were going to do. So it just allowed me to get my head round it at half-time and, you know, have a warm-up, get myself ready and, you know, just be ready for straight away for the second half.
The manager's already said that was obviously both tactical for yourself and Alex coming on and that it changed the game. And you took 13 minutes longer than last week to score, though, after appearing.
Yeah, I think Gates would have ready for me this time. To come on and get the goal that starts the recovery is brilliant. You know, it's a great ball in from Stuart. I couldn't really have asked much more. I got across the man and scored, but you know, it was all about how we all reacted to the first half, and I think it showed. You know, we all let them have half a sniff, but we're going for the game and we're trying to get back into it and try and go on to win a game from 2-0 down, you're going to leave yourself open every now and again. But you know, the lads in the second half at the back, you know, coped brilliantly, and you know, we could have potentially nicked it at the end.
You certainly made a big difference. It was an aerial threat at times. We realised you were winning more headers, knocking on, and you got the goal that you deserved early on. And then Stuart comes up the second 10 minutes later, and talking to him, you know, the whole thing then, the crowd got going, and on the field it must have felt even better.
Yeah, I think even earlier, when the fans start seeing you running around and chasing and making tackles and winning headers and things like that, they do start helping you, and they start getting behind you, and it does help. So obviously when we got the goal back and we were 2-1, and then Stuart scores that, it's a great strike from a dubious header from Janos. But it's a great strike, 2-2, then the fans are on you, you know, really behind you, really pushing, and you know, you hear Gateshead players saying, you know, let's take the draw, let's, you know, don't rush, and you know, you've got them on the rack then. So with 20 minutes to go, we actually half thought, you know, we can go on and win this, but it wasn't to be. But it's still a point gained, I think, after being 2-0 down at half time. So we can kick on from here and hopefully come away with a few more points than Tuesday, Friday.
I bet that wasn't the only thing you were hearing your former teammates saying as you were attacking on goal or going for a header, was it?
No, they were, to be fair, they're a great bunch of lads. You know, they'll have a good season again with the looks of it. You know, the players that they've added are solid. So, you know, I wish them all the best. And to be fair, they're not the kind of players that will nip and punch you on the pitch. They're an honest bunch of lads. So it was a good game to be a part of, to be honest with you. So I've enjoyed today overall. Like I said, I just wish we'd come away with 3 points.
You mentioned just now the midweek fixtures coming up. Obviously two in a midweek now, which is difficult for adapting to both Tuesday night and Friday night. For yourself, you're knocking on the manager's door for a starting 11 position on Tuesday against Kidderminster.
Again, a bit like last week, you know, that's what you hope. If you come into the side and you're on the bench and you get a goal and you just try and put yourself about and put yourself in the manager's eye line and see if you're getting the side. But look, it's his choice. You know, they know exactly what they want this season, the management and the staff. So if I'm in the team, brilliant. You know, they know what I do and what I'm about when I'm in the team. But if I'm not in the team, so be it. You know, I'll be there with my, you know, hands out, shaking the lads' hands and getting them out on the pitch and being a part of the squad and being what I need to be for them.
And a note for the fans today, the first time you've played in front of a big crowd here at Kenilworth Road, obviously after appearing in the pre-season friendly. What was that like to not only score, but to feel the emotion come out from them today?
Look, it's a great place to play football. You know, as soon as you walk out, before kick-off when you're on the bench, you look round, it's a lively place. You know, obviously when the weather's like this, you see orange shirts everywhere. It's just a really great place to play your football. And like you say, when you score and you feel you hear them and then you feel them, you know, as the sound goes, you get a little tingle down your spine and you get back and you try and kick off again and they're all roaring behind you, and it's, you know, it's a really uplifting place to be when you're playing and you're winning, and that's what we hope to give them.
Thank you very much. John Shaw talking to Diverse FM.